Earth life, a new perspective. Maybe you should see the Earth and your human life as an amusement park or a theme park. And the theme is life on Earth. And all of the people and all of the creatures on it are like the safari part of Six Flags. And the rides are like your life and your issues. If you could see this as the ups and downs or the round and rounds or whatever direction they go, like life is a carnival, and making it a fun place to be. It is about your choices of what games you want to play, what you want to do. If you could see every event in your life as a booth that you stop to play some carnival game, or some type of ride you've decided to ride on, or even to go visit the safari park where all the humans are living, or where all the animals are living, and just adventure around, you will find it more pleasurable and more of a fun experience. Imagine the dart booth with the balloons is your love life. Imagine the skee ball booth is your work. And you could imagine each thing in this way, and that would make your entertainment here more fun. You could pick and choose where you wanted to go, what game you wanted to play, or what ride you wanted to be on. Some rides cost an exchange, or even there is an entry fee into the park. In this case, the entry fee into this park is about being born. So birth is your entry fee. Being in a human body is your entry fee. And this is what allows you to get into the theme park. It is sort of like the stamp on your hand by being human. And then, in order to do individual rides, you will either have to buy a book of tickets, an all-life stamp, or individual ride tickets. And then you can play anywhere you want. And sometimes you'll even have to pay at the individual booths in some form or fashion. That may be an exchange of monetary value, or it may be an emotional exchange. It may be an intellectual exchange. It could be an exchange of any form that goes with that theme park. So, you can see how going to the theme park or a carnival, a fair, or something like that is very similar to life on Earth. And when you go to those theme parks, don't you go there to have fun? Isn't your perspective, I'm here to enjoy myself, even if I choose to just walk around the Midway? Maybe that's all you'll ever do, is just walk around the Midway and look at everything, and that is your adventure. That is your fun. That is perfectly fine. If you choose to go on the rides that hang you upside down or drop you 50 stories, it doesn't make any difference. It's your choice. It is your ride. You may choose to enjoy your entertainment at this theme park any way that you wish. Now, when did you ever go to a theme park and actually believe you were the ride? When did you believe you were the dart that you were throwing at the balloon? Or when did you believe that you were the ball that was being thrown at the milk cans? Never. If you did, you were certainly insane. But this is not normally the case. So, you have never perceived yourself as being the ball being thrown. Why would you consider yourself to be the human being? Why are you not just here as a human being, which is your ticket that got you into this ride or theme park? The problem is that it is an amusement park, and most people are not amused. Isn't that the irony? You've come to an amusement park where you are not amused, and you choose to be upset about being in the amusement park. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have bought the ticket. You have entered into the ride, and you have chosen the particular rides that you are taking, and somehow you are not amused in this amusement park. Let it be understood that this amusement park is simply for you to have some personal entertainment. And personal we mean by being an individually incarnated form of spirit. And you are here for entertainment. By entertainment we mean experiencing. Experiencing anything you choose to experience in any way, shape, or form you choose to experience it. Without limitations, without designs, simply anything you wish to create. When you go into the theme parks on the Earth, are you limited to only go to one ride? No. You may go to any ride in the theme park that you so choose. And so is life. You may go into any theme in the theme park of life that you wish to go into. Why not look at this and make it fun? Why are you going into the scary house, or what do they call the haunted house, and ride that car and become scared? That's okay if you wish to take the spook house ride, and if you wish to be scared. But don't come out of the ride and bitch because you were scared or not happy with it. You're the one who chose to get into that car, go around through the spook house, and get scared. That was your choice of experience. The problem with most people is, after they've done the ride, they believe that the ride was real, that what they truly experienced was the way it is, and that they are disappointed or angry because they had to take the ride. They have forgotten that they have chosen to buy the tickets, get in the cart, and ride the ride through the spook house. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it can either be a spook house, a roller coaster, or a carnival booth. Whatever you choose it to be. Maybe you even like the Ferris wheel. But it's all your choice. It is nobody else's choice. Don't forget that. And please, enjoy yourself at Theme Park Earth, the amusement park. Also remember that in the amusement park, nothing really matters except your enjoyment.